Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 55th Psalm we hear, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. Almighty God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely here, watching our going out and coming in. Guide and direct our efforts this week and help us deal effectively with those things that are important and necessary. All this we ask in your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Kevany, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nodler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from 14th, Senator from the 7th, Senator from the 10th, Senator from 13th, Senator from the 2nd, Senator from 24th, Senator from Dent. Quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, fifth day, Tuesday, January 14th, 2010. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment, President Kinder in the chair. Reverend Carl Gauck offered the following.
Senator from St. Francois.
Mr. President, I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with, and the same being as proved this going had been fully read.
You have heard the motion. As many as are the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests, the Senator from Jasper.
To my left and your right, we have Mrs. Fisker Reynolds, the head of the Technology Integration Program.
I'll start over again, Mr. President. So that the Senator from Franklin can hear every word. Mr. President, to my left and your right, we have Mrs. Clista Reynolds, the head of the Technology Integration Program of the Joplin R8 School District, along with Mrs. Jordan Lofting, and students Madison Frost, Darian Parker, Alyssa Brown, and Holly Hughes, and they have been participating in the Show Me Technology displays in the rotunda. I hope the members had an opportunity to see their project, and we are glad to have them with us today, and I would ask that the Senate make them welcome.
Let's all welcome the good-looking guests of the Senator from Jasper here to the chamber. Introduction of guests. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. On the order of business of introduction of guests, I am proud to have a group down from Benton High School in St. Joseph, Missouri. Have students Marcy Withrow, Joseph Walsh, Zach Bailey, Blair Bolton, the principal of Benton, which is Dr. Jeanette Westfall, Mr. Sean Nash, who's the instructional technology coach, and Mrs. Melissa Corey, library media specialist. They presented a project out in the rotunda earlier today, and these are great students from St. Joseph, Missouri and Benton High School, and we're glad to have them in the Missouri Senate.
We're delighted to have the guests of Senator from Buchanan with us today. Further introductions. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone.
I've got a concurrent resolution.
Send it forward, Senator. Care to explain?
Yes, Mr. President. Currently, the federal government is in the process of determining where the National World War I Memorial will be in this country. And that decision right now really comes down to the Liberty Memorial in Kansas City and a site in Washington, D.C. There's currently federal legislation to choose the Liberty Memorial as that National World War I Memorial. And I encourage the Senate and all of my colleagues to urge our federal delegation to do everything they can to make sure that Kansas City and the Liberty Memorial becomes the World War I Memorial.
Thank you, Senator. We will print that resolution in the journal. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the first.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 788, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to interscholastic athletics.
Senator.
Explanation. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Monroe.
Mr. President, I have a couple bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 789, introduced by Senators Schumer and Barnetts, an act relating to the New Generation Cooperative Tax Credit Program.
Senator, read the second bill.
Senate Bill 790, introduced by Senator Schumer, an act relating to identifiable information and registries maintained by public governmental bodies to assist certain individuals in case of a disaster or emergency.
Sounded like a long enough explanation to me. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Senator, may the chair inquire of you?
Yes, you may, Senator.
You have one to withdraw?
No, I do not. Not today. Maybe next this week sometime.
Read the bill of the Senator from Franklin.
Senate Bill 791, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to sewer districts.
Introduction of bills. Who's next? Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 792, introduced by Senators Dempsey and Roop, an act relating to abortion record keeping.
Senate.
No explanation necessary, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, I have three bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Do I read all of those? Okay, that's right. Senate Bill 793, introduced by Senator Mayer et al., an act relating to abortion.
Care to explain, Senator?
Mr. President, this is a pro-life piece of legislation that deals with informed consent.
Read the next bill.
Senate Bill 794, introduced by Senator Mayer, an act relating to license plates for property-carrying commercial motor vehicles.
Legislation, Mr. President, was filed because I've had several constituents and other Missourians who, when they travel out of state, and they have vehicles that are over 12,000 pounds. Here in Missouri, we only require that they have one license plate, and they've experienced in other states being pulled over because they don't have two license plates. That would remedy that problem.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 795, introduced by Senator Mayer et al., an act relating to blasting safety.
Mr. President, this would deal with very small amounts of explosives. There are actually caps, and in southeast Missouri, farmers extensively use irrigation wells, and what happens is these wells coagulate or they become clogged up, and just a very small explosive cap is placed down those wells, and that frees the water up and allows them to continue to irrigate and help them in their production.
Thank you, Senator. Further introduction of bill, Senator from 24th.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
You bet. Send it forward. Read the bill of the Senator from the 24th.
Heavens, oh. Senate Bill 796, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to initiative and referendum petitions.
Senator, care to explain?
It is self-explanatory. Thank you.
Introduction of bills. Senator from St. Francis. Senator from Franklin, for what purpose you seek recognition?
Mr. President, could I inquire the senator from Nottoway or Andrew, or I think it's Nottoway or Andrew.
Senator from the 12th, do you yield? You yield, you may inquire.
Thank you. Senator, I was actually wanting to talk to the senator from Cape, but I do not see him. Senator from St. Charles said he was here, hope he's listening. He'll come back over here, but I wanted to make you aware, you know, you and especially the senator from Cape are very, very passionate about the subject to appropriations language and on tax credits, and I just wanted to let both of you know that we don't need that, apparently. Apparently, the department can go ahead and make determination on who gets tax credits, and we don't need anything.
I'm not aware of what you're talking about, but I'd
Senator from Cape. Let me tell you what has happened. This is interesting. You know the circuit breaker tax credit program we have.
We've had
it all these years. Well, guess what? We have a new determination now on who gets those. I don't know if you all knew that. The Department of Revenue has determined that if you are a renter and you rent from a nonprofit, if a nonprofit organization owns the building that you rent on, you know what? You don't get the tax credit anymore. This happened. I had a constituent that called me today that was crying because she had gotten the tax credit. She lived there at least 3 years, if not longer. She's renting from the same people, and last year she got it, the year before she got it. And now all of a sudden, the Department of Revenue has made this determination that she doesn't get it anymore because she's not going to qualify anymore because she rents from a not-for-profit. Did you know that?
I didn't, but considering your newfound light and how the department's implementing this, does that mean you're going to be joining us in our endeavor of subject to appropriations?
Senator, I don't know. Again, I don't think we need to. If the Department of Revenue just disregards the law. I mean, the law is not specific. It makes a determination that only a certain segment can get the tax credits. Why do we need subject to appropriations on anything? Apparently,
Senator,
then anybody can get this tax credit. And you know, the problem with on the circuit breaker program, and I know this, I think the Senator from Buchanan already has had a constituent that had the same problem, but you know, the problem with this, we're talking about the poorest of the poor. The people that really can't afford not to get the tax credit are disallowed now. This lady was in tears.
Have you talked to the department? What is their rationale for?
I think, Brian, I haven't talked to them. I think Brian Schmidt did. What they found out that They've made a determination that if the owner of the building doesn't pay property tax, that they don't qualify. Now, you know, I'm sorry, they haven't. They just made this. They just thunk this up on their own. They did not. They haven't done it by rule, and there hasn't been a law change. So, you know,
hold on, let's go through this a second. If the owner of the building does not pay property tax, then we are not giving the credit that has been designed to offset property tax.
That's correct.
That actually makes sense to me.
Well, but these are renters that qualify for the tax credit because they make a certain income. Now, the law is not specific on that. And we've been doing it all these years. And then all of a sudden, they determine on their own, without rule or anything else, that these people don't qualify anymore. Now, you tell me. I'm sorry, but there's proper ways and procedures to do this. And they just decided on their own, not going any through any of the other procedures, who's going to qualify for this and who isn't. And I guess that's why I would tell you all to explain to both of you, here's a case where the department on their own has come up with who qualifies for the tax credit.
Well, I want to keep this short, as I know the four-wheeler wants to keep moving, but where I would leave this. I believe that this case, this situation, articulates a growing problem. And the growing problem is the executive branch, regardless of who's in office, both parties, continue to increase their level of influence in public policy even greater than it's ever been before. And I would argue it's because of term limits. And I would argue that every one of us as elected officials have a responsibility to help move back to a point where we have that balance, the balance between the legislative branch and the executive branch. So if this is an issue that we think needs to be fixed, I think that I would imagine there will be many vehicles flying around this year.
Is that now that they made the determination, those that qualify for this year, that qualified for it last year and got it,
didn't get it,
they're not going to get it.
Got it.
I'm sorry, that's wrong. That is really wrong. But I wanted to bring it to your attention because we may not need to do what you're doing since they're already deciding who's going to get it and who doesn't.
Actually, I would argue that we need to do it even more because I would argue public policy should be deliberated, debated, and decided by the legislature, the House, and the Senate, and the executive branch should go implement what we pass.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Order business, introduction of bill. Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you rise?
Introduction of bill.
Send the bill forward, please.
He needs to tell me to read it. Secretary, read the bill.
Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 797, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to district attorneys.
Senator from 13th.
To continue my tradition is trying to bring government more efficient operations, I introduce this bill.
Further introduction of bills? Seeing none on the order of business, report of standing committees. Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, can I inquire of you?
You may. State your inquiry.
Mr. President, would you like to know what we're doing?
I would.
Okay, then. Here's what's going to happen. First, I'd like to see if the President Pro Tem would defer to the Senator from the 25th for some introduction of guests that he's been waiting for. Then let's go to him so that we can get the government, the governor's appointments approved. And then we are going to break for announcements and then go into the referrals because he's got pages and pages of referrals. And so that some of us are going to go get ready to go for committee meetings and things while he refers those. Okay? Is that okay with you?
Yes, thank you.
Then if he will defer, let's go to the Senator from the 25th and carry on.
Seeing no objection, Senator from the 25th.
So, Mr. President, I have unanimous consent. Do I have to have that when the floor leader presents the order of business? I do. I'm seeking unanimous consent to introduce special guest.
Hearing no objections, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your left and on my right here in the lower gallery, I have with me two young ladies from the Malden Elementary School who made it all the way up here to Jeff City for their projects that were exhibited just behind the chamber. Two fine young ladies that made it up here, and they are Juliana French and Gracie Thomas of Malden, right there waving at you. And they also brought with them their teacher, Crystal Slaughter, and also Principal Kent Luke. And Juliana French and Gracie Thomas, mom, is also with them today. So I'd like the chamber to please welcome these good folks from Malden, Missouri.
Would the guests of the senator from the 25th please rise, and let's welcome them to the center. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, first I'd like to ask unanimous consent to introduce a special friend of mine. I'd like to introduce on, if that's
seeing okay. No objection, proceed.
I'd like to, on your left and my right, John Crouch is here for CPA Day. He's been a friend of mine for over 25 years. He's got a big CPA firm in Farmington and DeSoto and other places, and he's always very helpful with every government thing that we've ever had done in the city of Farmington, and I just wanted to recognize why he was here.
Let's welcome the guest of the senator from the 3rd. Thank you for coming. Senator, proceed.
So could we go to the order of business? Reports from standing committees.
Yes, we may. Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Before I get started on this, can I inquire of the senator from the 15th?
Senator from the 15th, you yield.
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Reluctantly, because I saw something on your desk that worries me.
Thank you, sir. I just wanted to congratulate you and let the rest of the members know that we're truly in rarefied air here by being in your presence, that you were acknowledged by the St. Louis Business Journal being in the 40 under 40 that make a difference in the St. Louis area. Wow.
Thanks. It's hard to believe I'm under 40. I know.
That's,
I look a lot older than that, I know.
And I want to read you my quote. He has already made a mark in the Capitol as someone who works hard to try to make a difference for the people in his district, said Senate President Pro Tem Charlie Shields. I believe you'd be hard-pressed to find others in the St. Louis region who balance humility and influence so well. And that humility part is what gets me, because I did say that, but that was before he laid this 8x10 glossy on my desk. So,
right.
So I was just wondering if I could have the doorman, I mean, if you could sign this for me.
I'd be happy to. There's actually a line outside my office I need to get back to. There's a bunch
of
people that
want it.
I'd be happy to do it for you, since you probably had someone write that quote for you.
Yeah. It would be held in a place of prominence in my office.
Thanks. You know, I'd be happy to do that, Senator.
That little secret room, right? Ken, if you can take that to...
Make sure that doesn't send up on
minimum bid.
I'm done with my inquiry, but I think there are others that might want to inquire as well. So.
Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise? Oh, from the 2nd, I'm sorry.
Now, wherever are we? Introduce special guest, Mr. President.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and to your right, I got three constituents from St. Charles County. I got Abel, Isabel, and Erica Alvarez that were up here today testifying on the autism insurance bill, which we had. If they would please rise, and the Senate would please make them feel very welcome.
Would the guests of the senator from the 2nd please rise and welcome to the State Senate. Senator from Buchanan.
President, on the order of business and reports standing committees, I have a report from your gubernatorial appointments committee. Would like to send it forward. Ask for a waiver of the reading of the names. They have been distributed to you. Every name, with the exception of Stephen Miller, is in this list. Would ask for unanimous consent to take the
report as one vote and move for the adoption of the committee report.
Seeing no objection, we will have one vote for the entire report. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you. Mr. President, I would move that the committee report be adopted and approved.
Senator from Buchanan has moved the committee report be adopted and approved as presented. Is there any discussion? Senator from the 17th, what purpose do you rise?
To just briefly inquire the senator from Buchanan.
Senator, yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, if I understood, I was talking a little bit with Senator from Franklin, that you made one motion with the exception of Stephen Miller.
Actually held that part of the report back.
Right. And I know you did that as a courtesy to me, and I just want to thank you for that.
Yeah.
I don't particularly have a problem, as you and I have discussed, with this particular gentleman, but I would like an opportunity, since he's from our side of the state, have a little discussion with him before I vote on him, because this is an extremely important appointment. So I want to just thank you for your courtesy, and I'm expecting to hear from Mr. Miller soon and probably be voting for him tomorrow, but thank you.
No problem. Just after you've had that communication, just let me know and we'll see.
I'll be in touch, because I did leave a voicemail message for his direct line, but I would appreciate your extended courtesy so that I can hear from him personally before I cast a vote for him.
You bet.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator from the 34th is recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from the 34th moves the adoption of the committee report for the Gubernatorial Appointments Committee. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the committee report of the Gubernatorial Appointment Committee. Senator from St. Francis. Announcements. Senator from St. Francis.
Well, I've got a brief announcement. We've got a committee meeting after this.
Could you use your microphone, please?
Mr. President, I've got a brief announcement. We've got our committee meeting after this on the one resolution, and we will be offering opportunity for the press while the bills are being second read, and we're going to go to the senator to second read those in a second. That now. Mr. President, is there another committee report that wasn't read, the escort committee for the event tomorrow night?
Yes, there is a committee
appointment. Appointments. Could yes. Those be read?
Yes. Madam Secretary, would you please read that?
Committee appointments on House Concurrent Resolution 1, escort for the State of the State, Senator Shields, Engler, Mayer, Bartle, Nodler, Callahan, Green, Barnett, Days, and Keaveney.
Thank you, Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to reiterate on the announcements, we're going to go back to second readings here in a second, so those are going to take a while because there's a lot of them backed up. So, Mr. President, at that, there's no other announcements. Let's go to that point. Let's go to the second reading of Senate bills.
Senator, let's first of all see if there's any other announcements to be made before we go to the second reading. Are there any other announcements? Hearing none, Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Before we do this, please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution number 36, 37, and 38 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, and Ethics. And now...
So referred.
Thank you. And now...
Order of business now is... second reading of Senate bills. Senator from the 8th, what purpose do you rise?
Is the order of business announcements?
No, we are on second reading of Senate bills.
Well, that's a troubling reality. Thank you.
If there's no objection. Okay. Senator from Buchanan?
I think, right before I do the second reading, I think the senator from the 8th was going to announce that the Committee on Judiciary was meeting on adjournment. Or, no, 6:30. So. Okay, Senate Bill 683.
Senate Bill 683, an act relating to an income tax credit for poll workers.
Government accountability and fiscal oversight. Senate Bill 684.
Senate Bill 684, an act relating to adoptions occurring in a foreign country.
Health, Senate Bill 685.
Senate Bill 685, an act relating to the financial condition of certain insurance companies.
Small Business, Senate Bill 686.
Senate Bill 686, an act relating to hearing officers for appeals before the State Tax Commission.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 687.
Senate Bill 687, an act relating to motor vehicle inspections.
Transportation, Senate Bill 688.
Senate Bill 688, an act relating to the reporting of the number of students enrolled in schools.
Education, Senate Bill 689.
Senate Bill 689, an act relating to the Missouri Clean Energy Technology Center.
Commerce, Senate Bill 690.
Senate Bill 690, an act relating to the Healthy Pet Act.
Agriculture, Senate Bill 691.
Senate Bill 691, an act relating to homeless persons assistance.
Progress, Senate Bill 692.
Senate Bill 692, an act relating to the criminalization of displaying a noose.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 693.
Senate Bill 693, an act relating to foster care and adoption promotion.
Health, Senate Bill 694.
Senate Bill 694, an act relating to elections.
Financial, Senate Bill 695.
Senate Bill 695, an act relating to jury duty.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 696.
Senate Bill 696, an act relating to reducing the number of abortions in the state through the Prevention First Act.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 697.
Senate Bill 697, an act relating to vacant property registration fees.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 698.
Senate Bill 698, an act relating to telecommunications.
Commerce, Senate Bill 699.
Senate Bill 699, an act relating to unsecured loans of $500 or less.
Financial, Senate Bill 700.
Senate Bill 700, an act relating to the creation of exhibition and recreational facility districts.
Jobs, Senate Bill 701.
Senate Bill 701, an act relating to the banning of text messaging while operating a motor vehicle.
Transportation, Senate Bill 703.
Senate Bill 703, an act relating to transit guest taxes.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 705.
Senate Bill 705, an act relating to utilities.
Commerce, Senate Bill 706.
Senate Bill 706, an act relating to the review of license examinations for life insurance producers.
Small Business, Senate Bill 707.
Senate Bill 707, an act relating to teacher and school employee retirement systems.
Veterans Affairs, Senate Bill 708.
Senate Bill 708, an act relating to Missouri small business organizations.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 709.
Senate Bill 709, an act relating to the regulation of the auto body repair industry.
Financial, Senate Bill 710.
Senate Bill 710, an act relating to medical malpractice insurance.
Small Business, Senate Bill 711.
Senate Bill 711, an act relating to individual income tax.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 712.
Senate Bill 712, an act relating to the reorganization of state health care.
Financial, Senate Bill 713.
Senate Bill 713, an act relating to public library district sales taxes.
Jobs, Senate Bill 714.
Senate Bill 714, an act relating to retirement system audits.
Veterans, Senate Bill 715.
Senate Bill 715, an act relating to the reorganization of the state health care system.
Financial, Senate Bill 716.
Senate Bill 716, an act relating to special event motor vehicle auction license.
Transportation, Senate Bill 717.
Senate Bill 717, an act relating to no tax due statements.
General Law, Senate Bill 718.
Senate Bill 718, an act relating to Missouri Development Finance Board Infrastructure Development Fund tax credits.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 719.
Senate Bill 719, an act relating to racial and gender equity and the membership of boards, commissions, committees, and councils.
Financial, Senate Bill 720.
Senate Bill 720, an act relating to public roadways.
Transportation, Senate Bill 721.
Senate Bill 721, an act relating to travel clubs.
General Law, Senate Bill 722.
Senate Bill 722, an act relating to the Missouri Universal Health Assurance Program.
Small Business, Senate Bill 723.
Senate Bill 723, an act relating to the levying of assessment fees to pay for the removal of outdoor advertising signs.
Transportation, Senate Bill 724.
Senate Bill 724, an act relating to motor vehicle franchise practices.
Commerce, Senate Bill 725.
Senate Bill 725, an act relating to substance abuse of applicants and recipients of temporary assistance for needy family benefits.
Health, Senate Bill 726.
Senate Bill 726, an act relating to a sales and use tax exemption for certain training programs.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 727.
Senate Bill 727, an act relating to consumer protection for homeowners.
Commerce, Senate Bill 728.
Senate Bill 728, an act relating to the allocation of tax credits by appropriation.
Governmental Accountability, Senate Bill 729.
Senate Bill 729, an act relating to Political Subdivision Construction Bidding Standards Act.
Jobs, Senate Bill 730.
Senate Bill 730, an act relating to the daily expenses allowance for senators and representatives.
Financial, Senate Bill 731.
Senate Bill 731, an act relating to private probation services.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 732.
Senate Bill 732, an act relating to intellectual diversity.
Education, Senate Bill 733.
Senate Bill 733, an act relating to the Higher Education Academic Scholarship Program.
Education, Senate Bill 734.
Senate Bill 734, an act relating to fine arts education.
Education, Senate Bill 735.
Senate Bill 735, an act relating to public libraries.
General Law, Senate Bill 736.
Senate Bill 736, an act relating to collection of taxes.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 737.
Senate Bill 737, an act relating to lost and unclaimed property.
Financial, Senate Bill 738.
Senate Bill 738, an act relating to infractions.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 739.
Senate Bill 739, an act relating to fire department employee residency requirements.
Jobs, Senate Bill 740.
Senate Bill 740, an act relating to unlawful use of weapons.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 741.
Senate Bill 741, an act relating to recall of ambulance district board members.
Financial, Senate Bill 742.
Senate Bill 742, an act relating to the MoHealth Net Oversight Committee.
Health, Senate Bill 743.
Senate Bill 743, an act relating to a property tax for cemetery maintenance.
Jobs, Senate Bill 744.
Senate Bill 744, an act relating to the treatment of eating disorders.
Small business, Senate Bill 745.
Senate Bill 745, an act relating to the Missouri Uniform Building Energy Code.
Commerce, Senate Bill 746.
Senate Bill 746, an act relating to billboards.
Transportation, Senate Bill 747.
Senate Bill 747, an act relating to health insurance coverage for elective abortions.
Small business, Senate Bill 748.
Senate Bill 748, an act relating to the forfeiture of collecting non-economic damages for failing to comply with the Motor Vehicle Financial Responsibility Law.
Small business, Senate Bill 749.
Senate Bill 749, an act relating to exposure to depleted uranium by members of the military.
Veterans Affairs, Senate Bill 750.
Senate Bill 750, an act relating to tinted windows.
Commerce, Senate Bill 751.
Senate Bill 751, an act relating to the designation of a memorial highway.
Transportation, Senate Bill 752.
Senate Bill 752, an act relating to a special license plate.
Transportation, Senate Bill 753.
Senate Bill 753, an act relating to the investment of certain cemetery trust funds.
Jobs, Senate Bill 754.
Senate Bill 754, an act relating to cemeteries.
Jobs, Senate Bill 755.
Senate Bill 755, an act relating to transportation development districts.
Jobs, Senate Bill 756.
Senate Bill 756, an act relating to local government publications requirements.
Financial, Senate Bill 757.
Senate Bill 757, an act relating to the oversight of public funds.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 758.
Senate Bill 758, an act relating to interstate compact agencies.
Financial, Senate Bill 759.
Senate Bill 759, an act relating to the Missouri Securities Act.
Financial, Senate Bill 760.
Senate Bill 760, an act relating to securities regulation.
Financial, Senate Bill 761.
Senate Bill 761, an act relating to bargaining for public employees.
Small business, Senate Bill 762.
Senate Bill 762, an act relating to regulation of contract carriers that transport railroad employees.
Transportation, Senate Bill 763.
Senate Bill 763, an act relating to stormwater management.
Commerce, Senate Bill 764.
Senate Bill 764, an act relating to crane safety.
General Law, Senate Bill 765.
Senate Bill 765, an act relating to a tax credit for equity investments in qualified Missouri businesses.
Governmental Accountability, Senate Bill 766.
Senate Bill 766, an act relating to private investigations for farm commodities.
Ag, Senate Bill 767.
Senate Bill 767, an act relating to funds for courtroom renovation and technology enhancement.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 768.
Senate Bill 768, an act relating to payment of tuition for certain non-resident students in certain school districts.
Education, Senate Bill 769.
Senate Bill 769, an act relating to sales tax for trade-in or exchange transactions.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 770.
Senate Bill 770, an act relating to supplemental insurance policies.
Small business, Senate Bill 771.
Senate Bill 771, an act relating to depositories for public funds.
Financial, Senate Bill 772.
Senate Bill 772, an act relating to the minimum time for holding investments in the Missouri Higher Education Savings Program.
Financial, Senate Bill 773.
Senate Bill 773, an act relating to international transactions.
Financial, Senate Bill 774.
Senate Bill 774, an act relating to Department of Mental Health Protection Measures.
Health, Senate Bill 775.
Senate Bill 775, an act relating to state funding for gifted education for elementary and secondary.
Senate Bill 776.
Senate Bill 776, an act relating to condemnation commissioners.
Financial, Senate Bill 777.
Senate Bill 777, an act relating to the sale of deficiency waiver addendums and other similar products in certain loan transactions.
Financial, Senate Bill 778.
Senate Bill 778, an act relating to the transfer of property by state universities.
General Law, Senate Bill 779.
Senate Bill 779, an act relating to DNA profiling.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 780.
Senate Bill 780, an act relating to intoxication-related traffic offenses.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 781.
Senate Bill 781, an act relating to the regulation of motor vehicles.
Transportation, Senate Bill 782.
Senate Bill 782, an act relating to the authority of the Department of Revenue to provide certain statutory notifications by electronic mail.
Financial, Senate Bill 783.
Senate Bill 783, an act relating to higher education tuition policy.
Education, Senate Bill 784.
Senate Bill 784, an act relating to the Access Missouri Financial Assistance Program.
Education, Senate Bill 785.
Senate Bill 785, an act relating to telecommunications.
Commerce, Senate Bill 786.
Senate Bill 786, an act relating to requiring health benefit plans to provide orally administered anti-cancer medications on a basis no less favorable than intravenously administered anti-cancer medications.
What was that? Small business. Senate Bill 787.
Senate Bill 787, an act relating to crime victims compensation fund claims.
Judiciary, Senate Joint Resolution number 19.
Senate Joint Resolution 19, an act relating to the Highways and Transportation Commission authority to finance, construct, operate, and maintain toll facilities.
Transportation, SJR 20.
Senate Joint Resolution 20, a joint resolution relating to laws that are retrospective in operation.
Judiciary, SJR 21.
Senate Joint Resolution 21, a joint resolution relating to the Missouri Savings Account Fund.
Governmental accountability, Senate Joint Resolution number 22.
Senate Joint Resolution 22, a joint resolution relating to creation of Show Me Small Business Districts.
Progress, Senate Joint Resolution number 23.
Senate Joint Resolution 23, a joint resolution relating to a public health insurance option sponsored by the federal government.
General laws, Senate Joint Resolution number 24.
Senate Joint Resolution 24, a joint resolution relating to creation of tax-free zones.
Ways and means, Senate Joint Resolution number 25.
Senate Joint Resolution 25, a joint resolution relating to prohibiting laws interfering with freedom of choice in health care.
Governmental accountability, Senate Joint Resolution number 26.
Senate Joint Resolution 26, a joint resolution relating to the assessment of real property.
Government accountability, Senate Joint Resolution number 27.
Senate Joint Resolution 27, a joint resolution relating to judicial appointments.
General laws, Senate Joint Resolution number 28.
Senate Joint Resolution 28, a joint resolution relating to judicial salaries.
Judiciary, Senate Joint Resolution number 29.
Senate Joint Resolution 29, a joint resolution relating to the revenue neutral replacement of all taxes on income with an amended sales and use tax.
Governmental accountability, Senate Joint Resolution number 30.
Senate Joint Resolution 30, a joint resolution relating to voter approval requirement for taxes.
Financial, Senate Joint Resolution number 31.
Senate Joint Resolution 31, a joint resolution relating to religious freedom.
General law. The referrals I have to do today.
Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
Senator from St. Francis moves the Senate stand adjourned under the rules. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned under the rules.